From Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA, celebrating the African-American preaching tradition of excellence, here is the founder of soulpreaching.com, Elder Sherman Haywood Cox II.
Hello, I want to thank you for listening to this audio post for soulpreaching.com. We're going to talk about the issue of kicking your associate minister position into overdrive. And largely, this is for those who are in unpaid associate pastor or associate minister positions. Those who are in paid positions are largely already in the quote inner circle or already on the road towards getting a church or something along those lines. But many individuals contact me. They're associate ministers. They're not preaching as often as they'd like to. They want to at some point become a pastor of a church, if at all possible. And sometimes they just want to be more effective in the ministry that God has placed them in at the present time. And this particular audio, I wanted to talk to that. I do want to let you know that we've got more information and more help for those in the associate minister position. But this particular audio, I wanted to talk about how quick things that you can do to move your associate ministry position forward. And the first of these things that I definitely want you to do is to avail yourself of all the support that the senior pastor gives. This support could be training opportunities that the senior pastor gives, or even if you just show up for Bible study. Sometimes the senior pastor is not able to give a lot of training formally. But when you just look at how the senior pastor does, how does the senior pastor do a Wednesday Bible study? How does the senior pastor transition into a close of the sermon? How does the senior pastor interact with other visiting ministers? And how does the senior pastor interact with other members? These are just certain examples that you can do as you learn from the senior pastor. The first thing you want to do is avail yourself of all the support and all the learning that you can get from your senior pastor. Let me, after saying that, you are not done just by getting the training that your senior pastor gives. You should spend some time getting training yourself. And by that I mean avail yourself of other training opportunities. There may be a preaching class, a preaching conference coming to town. Perhaps you go to it. The church may not have the funds, believe that they should send you, but you can send yourself to certain training courses that come to town as great ministers and preachers come to teach you that. There are online courses. Supercharge Your Sermons is an example. But there are other online avenues for learning how to preach, but also other parts of the ministry. For preaching is not the only aspect of ministry. There are other aspects. So you definitely want to avail yourself of all training and learning opportunities. I would also say, and I just did a post on this, you want to avail yourself of all opportunities to practice. When the senior pastor looks for someone, for volunteers for certain ministries or even to start certain ministries, you, as long as you have the time, can make you can volunteer for certain opportunities. This will help your ministry. This will make you a better minister, and this will Give you practice in ministry. Avail yourself of all of the opportunities that the senior pastor gives, even if it is just by the senior pastor's example. But you also want to look for opportunities for education, and you also want to look for opportunities to practice ministry. Do these things, and you will be well on the way to be a more effective minister in your associate minister position. Now, before I leave, I definitely want to also give you a couple other important tips. One is to never be a rogue associate. When you have been given an assignment, do the assignment and sit down. Don't try to turn reading the scripture into a preaching opportunity. Don't turn announcing the hymn into a 10-minute sermonette. When you do such things, it demonstrates that you don't have the ministry of the church at the highest level in your thought. Instead, you are seeking to pull the thoughts and minds of the people towards you rather than the service. Support the service. Don't turn these places that are not preaching opportunities into preaching opportunities. What you don't realize is that the people don't appreciate it, and also it lengthens the service and makes it more difficult for the preacher who finally gets up. So you definitely don't want to grab these things and turn them into times where you will push yourself rather than pushing the service. Next, and this is a very important one, don't fall into the trap of becoming a problem in the church. Don't allow the opportunities that you think you should have to fester so that it will cause problems. I know of associates who, because of their lack of opportunities, will begin talking about the senior pastor behind the senior pastor's back, or talking about other ministers behind their back. When you do such things, you really, first of all, you make it much less likely that you're going to actually be moved forward into those positions that you desire. But secondly, you are becoming a problem for the church. If you cannot support the church, if you cannot support the congregation you are in, then it is probably time to look for another congregation. Don't pull down this particular church because you think it is time for you to be in a position that the leadership of that church or the senior pastor or other leaders do not think you should be in. So these are some tips that I hope will be helpful to you as you move forward and become a more effective associate minister. I do encourage you to stay tuned to soulpreaching.com. We're going to actually spend more time on this particular study, on this particular idea of how to be a more effective associate minister without losing track or focus of our main goal, which is to become a more effective preacher. God bless you and keep on preaching.